Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. Jesus. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Allah. Baba. Brahma Rama Dhamma. Buddha. Or the great China teacup in the sky. We don't know. But we do know we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the first show of 2014 in the new Bonoboville. Yeah, that's what it is. That's its claim to fame so far. And we're kind of sleepy. Because we just, well, it feels like we just got back from the Hollywood show. But we were really there for last weekend. That's where we broadcast from last weekend. And a lot of our fabulous, exciting interviews are going up all over our site, drsusanblock.tv. And YouTube, and we had a good time, right, Captain Max?
We had a great time.
You met your fellow captain.
I met my fellow captain,
yes, from Gavin McLeod from the Love Boat.
From the Love Boat, right?
And
right.
I met one of my idols, Ed Asner.
Mm-hmm. Ed Asner, he was
great.
Yes,
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
And of course, all kinds of fabulous porn stars from the golden age of porn. And we're going to talk more about that, but I want to introduce our guest. In studio, kind of a surprise guest. Well, you know how AJ is. He's always full of surprises. And tonight he's picked up a traveler from Australia, from Down Under, baby. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Radio Susie One, Lara Lee.
Thank you.
Lara Lee Hussey.
That's right.
But you say you're not one.
No, I'm a hussy, but I'm not.
A hussy, but you're not. Now, hussy is a very British name. I guess it's Aussie too.
Yeah.
It must be because your British ancestors committed some crime that they were sent, right? On those,
right,
on those ships, the criminal ships.
Australia's full of criminals.
Right?
Yeah.
And
so is America, of course.
Well, yeah. So is the world. So right. Is England.
Yeah, England,
right?
Is
especially
full of
the
criminals.
Queen, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
the great dope dealer of all times is the Queen. The Bank of England.
Okay, so we're sure that the Hussey family is in there.
Yeah.
But Hussey is, what does it mean really? It means a woman who's full of herself, or what?
It actually means in the dictionary.
Yes.
A bad housewife.
A bad housewife.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I'm a hussy.
Yeah.
A bad housewife.
Yes.
I say.
What does that mean? She doesn't, like, cook the roast, or?
Just a very, very bad housewife, but very good in the bedroom, maybe.
When he brings home the bacon, she sucks it.
That's it.
Real good.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I think I'm a hussy. So you're not a hussy, though.
I say that I'm not.
Okay.
But I probably am.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that an Aussie thing to say two different sides of the same question? Okay. So you're from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're beautiful. I mean, you're wearing this amazing outfit that looks a little bit like if Crocodile Dundee had a gorgeous daughter. I don't know. It's like fur, but not real fur. Just barely covering your beautiful breasts, and these feathers sort of earrings, and then what is this? Barely anything really underneath, some leather bits. Okay, and so you are a model and a dancer, and tell us about yourself.
Okay, I've been dancing in the adult industry for now about 5 years.
I'm glad it's just in the adult industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I also run my own stripping agency back in Melbourne.
Yes.
And that's the whole of, covers the whole of Victoria also.
A stripping agency?
Yeah. It's
now, is this for strip clubs or strippograms or?
No, it's actually, it's for private functions, for bucks, parties, birthdays and corporate events.
Ah.
So basically I send out my girls. I've got now about 102 girls working for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're quite the CEO.
Yeah, a bit of a pimp.
A bit of a pimp
bit
as
of a
well.
Madame. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, do they have sex with the clients?
Only the ones that are registered.
They do.
With
well, this
license.
Is all legal in Australia.
It is.
This is really, I mean, here I'm thinking I'm exposing you, but I'm not. This is no scoop. In Australia, people are allowed to have sex for some money.
Yeah.
Which is pretty normal, isn't it? I mean, people have sex for all kinds of things. Dinner in a movie. A wedding ring, you know. I mean, why not have sex for some cash, right? You would do it, Max, if
if somebody would pay me.
So, I mean, what are the rules in Australia?
The rules, basically, you have to have a SWA license, which means
a
SWA license.
SWA license. What does that mean? What is a SWA license?
It stands for sex working license.
Sex working
license.
Well, it's SWL?
SWA.
SWA.
Oh, sorry, SWL, that's right.
SWL.
Yeah.
A sex working license. You got that, Jade? We're going to look into this. Yeah. Sex working license. But it's not legal here. We can't do this.
No.
Right. So this allows you, if you have a sex working license anywhere in Australia, you get to do what? Blowjobs? Sex.
The whole full service.
The whole full service. Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anal, fisting. I mean, what?
That's an extra.
Oh. But you can do that with your license.
There's an extra charge for
that's
that.
That's right.
Oh, but an extra. Of course there's an extra charge. That's what it's all about, wheeling and dealing.
Yeah. So the basic is basically massage, oral, and sex.
Wow.
So minimum requirements is 1 hour minimum.
All right.
Yeah. And what do you charge in,
Well,
without the extras?
Without the extras. Okay, so for the three services just within the hour
mm-hmm.
Is normally the starting range, depending on what type of girl
mm-hmm.
and what grade she's
well,
in.
Well, wait a minute. What type of girl? There's like an ugly girl?
No, they don't have any ugly girls.
I don't know. You know.
It's more about
a fat girl.
Experience. So
okay.
You've got the high class and the medium class, so A grade, B grade, C grade.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not charging more for virgins or something like that. Right, you charge more for experience. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. And so it all comes down to personality also. So everything starts from $1,000 Australian minimum.
I guess it's what the girl can command.
Wait a minute, $1,000 per hour?
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is legal,
professional
sex.
And in American dollars, how much is that?
That would be, well, our dollar is
700, 800?
Yeah, about 780.
780 for 1 hour of sex or whatever you want
right.
On a bot, you know, not the frills, not the fisting, okay? but some basic sex is about $700 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
hey,
I mean,
you know,
and we rest assured that there's some product control here, or I mean, there In America, of course, it's illegal. It's all underground, so you don't know what you're getting in a way. And you don't know whether anybody's got diseases and stuff. Mm-hmm. So do you guys get tested?
Yes, every month they get tested with a doctor medical certificate.
Okay.
And they use lots of protection.
And so lots of protection as well.
Yeah.
They double do it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of similar to what we have here in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our friend is the other pimp, you being the a bigger pimp, I think. But he's a pretty big pimp.
Yeah.
It's Dennis Hoff of the Bunny Ranch. You familiar with him?
Yes, I've heard.
He owns the Bunny Ranch. He started as a Orange County real estate
dealer. He's the Hilton
dealer.
Hotel of... Of
of brothels.
Brothels. Yep.
You have to do it in a brothel, though. Can you do it independently
in
Australia?
Yes, independently,
But you can.
Also,
so that's outgoing. Outgoing girls, yeah.
Outgoing. I guess you'd have to be pretty outgoing.
Yeah, outgoing.
Shy girls wouldn't do very well.
But here's the thing. In Nevada, they can do it, but it can't be in. It has to be in a trailer, something that can move. Okay?
In Nevada, it has to be in something that can move.
Yeah, it has to be in something that can move. It can't be in a house. All right? No,
but
really.
The Bunny Ranch is pretty well rooted into
the
ground.
No, that's all in trailers. That's why it looks so weird.
Fancy trailers. That's all I can say, fancy trailers.
It's all on wheels so they can pull out, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We call it trailer trash.
Back
in Australia.
That's in the south.
Okay. Well, I think we can call it trailer trash up in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, we have some trailer
definitely
trash.
Definitely, Reno,
up there,
Nevada
too.
Is pretty trailer trashy.
Rednecks.
In a good way. In a sexy
way. Yeah, sexy.
Yeah, right. Gambling. And is gambling also legal in Australia? You guys are into all the vices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and you do pretty well with that.
Yeah.
People have, I mean, how come? How do you?
It's just our law. We're behind.
A bunch of criminals that move there. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of religious people that came here.
Yeah.
That's
that's
we
right. We had the Puritans. Yeah. Come here, you know, and all those people blessed by
the
Queen.
These guys were all criminals.
Uh-huh.
So they got it
Puritans
all set up.
And the Mayflower people were the pilgrims.
That's right.
They were also pretty
religious. And the people
religious.
On the love boat too. They were that's something else.
That's something else. That's true.
I'll
but there is some religion
that
in that in that boat.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you religious?
Yes, I believe in God.
You believe in God?
Yes.
All right.
And I've got a tattoo saying the devil was God's angel.
Well, that's an interesting God. Well, I mean, yeah, the devil was God's angel. That's true. That's true. He fell from grace.
Yeah, it's like yin and yang. So basically, there's always a balance of good and bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel that God blesses your brothels? I mean...
I don't own any brothels. I used to manage one back in the day.
Well, he certainly blessed everything else.
Yeah,
so it's more...
You're very blessed physically.
Just blessed, you know?
So what do you call... You have an agency.
Yes, it's called A Grade Entertainment.
A Grade.
And do you only service Australia?
Only service Australians.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like, sheiks from Dubai or anything?
No.
But if only if they're visiting Australia, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Or if I do get a phone call or an inquiry through agradestrippers.com that wants to send girls over to Dubai, I can arrange that also.
Wow. And, I mean, how did you get into this line of work?
It all started when I was in a 10-year relationship, and my heart was broken.
Aww.
I know. That's
you were you were with a boyfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, we were engaged. Also.
And what happened?
What had happened was, I'm live on air. This is great.
Yeah.
I can get my story out now.
Yes, sure.
Catharsis time.
Yeah. Basically, we owned a house together and a business together, a tanning salon.
A tanning salon.
We ran that for 5 years.
You're still very tan.
And yeah, I know. It's great. I love it. And so we had the house paid off also. Everything was under both our names, and I was the guarantor of the business until he forged my name off everything.
Ooh, I had a boyfriend like that.
Did you? But then he claimed bankruptcy, so I couldn't get my half.
Oh, my God.
So because I was back into debt, I thought, wow, what am I going to do to get this all back up again? And then as soon as I found the stripping job and managing a brothel, I thought, wow, this is what I love doing. So if anything, everything happens for a reason. So it actually led me into this career, this new career that I absolutely love.
Well, you seem very suited to it. Yeah. I mean, you look great. I don't know how you looked before with the boyfriend.
Who is Saffron? What's his name? The gangster from Australia.
Oh, Saffron.
Saffron.
Yes. Abe Saffron.
You ever heard of him?
He was an old gangster in Australia, and his grandson is a friend of ours who's now a Dom, Master D, David Saffron. And his dad was Mr. Australia. I mean, Mr. Sin was what he was called in Australia. Yeah, you Aussies, you really know how to sin.
Yeah.
You know, and as you can tell, it's important to me. I start my show, Brothers and Sisters, Lovers and Sinners.
That's right.
You know, I get the God stuff and the sinner stuff. You get that too going on. So, I mean, did you grow up in a religious family or?
Not really, no. No, because my dad was born and raised in London. His background is Cypriot Turkish. And my mum was born in Greece with a background of Greek and Macedonian. But everyone's married to Italians. So,
Italians.
A bit of a mixture.
Yes, yeah. I am also married to an Italian.
Oh, yes, I'm married to an Italian. I am Italian.
You're married to a Jew.
I'm married to a Jew, right. Jews and Italians, yeah. Right.
But marrying Italians is a good thing to do. And there's a lot of them somehow. Not enough room in the country, so they spread all over the place.
Yeah, that's right.
But Greek, that's very exotic. Yeah. And, you know, the Greeks, I mean, they started all that philosophy and stuff, that Western thought.
Yeah, rear-ending.
All those wonderful Greek goddesses and gods and, you know, that's that's really cool. But Jesus is cool too. I mean,
Yeah, God forgives. So no matter what we do, he's always going to forgive and love us no matter what.
Good.
That's a good interpretation. I'm not sure if the Pope has that interpretation.
No. The Pope is actually
pretty liberal, though.
This Pope
about
is
the
pretty
poor
cool.
people.
He
about poor. At least he doesn't blame the poor for their own poverty.
He also says, "Who am I to judge?" I mean, that's pretty radical.
Yes.
For a Pope.
That's true. That's
Papa.
True. Papa, we want you to be on the show. Yeah. So now, how does your family feel about your work?
They're fine with it. Growing up as a child, like the first 7 years of your childhood life is what you're going to be when you grow up.
Yeah.
So within my 7 years, I loved being naked. Like we were all born to be naked.
Wait a second. The first 7 years of your life is what you're going to be when you grow up?
Yes.
I think that's kind of true because my mother used to dress me up in crinoles.
Really, it's the first 5 years
and
is
I still
what makes
do
you
this crap.
Pulls you through life.
Okay. No. Blame your parents. That's the key.
Oh, yeah. Always blame your parents.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I loved being naked.
You loved being naked?
Loved it all the way up to seven. Just loved taking my clothes
off. What happened
loved
at
dancing,
seven?
Dancing, singing. Oh, then I had to wear my clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You decided. Or did the parents go, wait a second, we
like,
better
okay,
put you, you know,
yeah.
getting a little yeah. development here.
Yeah. And yeah. I'll never forget my grandfather. He always used to grab the matches.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to burn your pichka, which means vagina.
Your pichka?
Yeah. If you don't put your clothes on, I'm going to burn you.
What language is that?
That's Macedonian.
Oh, Macedonian. Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
basically,
I'm going to burn your pichka.
Yes.
Pichka.
Okay.
Yes.
If she didn't put her clothes on, or that got your clothes on.
That's right. So ever since then, I haven't been afraid of fire. And now I love doing fire shows all over my private parts.
And your pichka.
Yes.
Did you ever burn your pichka?
Yes, all the time. All the time.
Pichka. Can you spell that for my tweeter?
Yeah.
Jade?
Okay, I will. Yeah.
Pichka, please.
It's more like P-I-T-C-H. It's more like pitcher, but pichka with a K.
P-I-T-C-H-K-A. Pichka.
Pichka. Yeah. Pichka.
Okay, cool. That's
your pichka.
It's pussy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It begins with a P.
Yeah, it's very
That's
nice.
Right.
And it sounds more like pleasant. Pussy than we do. We say vagina.
Vagina.
What has that got to do with anything?
Yeah, vagina.
Pichka sounds kind of sexy.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. Well, you know, that's what it is.
No, I know, but vagina. Pichka.
It's even funnier because when people say, what nationality are you, Lara? And I'm like, well, I'm half upper piss or half Turkish slap.
Cute.
Yeah.
Not sure what any of that meant.
No? Okay. No, Turkish slap is the Turkish thing.
Turkey slap.
Where they slap their cock across your face.
Oh, they do they?
And upper piss or is
How
taken
nice.
It up the
well,
bum.
Wait a minute. Who does this?
The Turkish slap their
Turkish.
Cock across the face.
Across.
I didn't know that was a Turkish thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was called like pistol whipping.
No.
But with your cock.
It's cock whipping.
Yeah, cock whipping.
So what is that called?
Turkish slap.
Turkish slap.
Turkish slap.
Yeah.
You know, we're learning things. This is a, you know, a definitely an educational show. I did not know that was it. Now, that's a Turkish sex activity that is associated, stereotype, of course. Not all Turks do the Turkish slap.
Right.
And it does sound quite kind of macho.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people might like it, though.
The Greeks do the rear.
Upper pistol, which means up the bum.
Upper pistol.
The Greeks, well, of course, we know what Greek is. Yeah. Greek. I didn't know it was upper pistol. What?
Yeah, upper pistol.
Upper pistol?
Yeah.
Upper pistol.
Upper pistol.
Upper pistol.
In Italian. Okay.
It's Greek to me.
Yeah.
In Italian, it's vaffanculo.
Yes.
I think that's a curse, though. I think that's different. I think that's an insult.
Well, yeah.
Vaffanculo, that kind of thing?
Vaffanculo, go fuck an ass. Vaffanculo.
Right. I don't know if that's so, like, going to have anal sex.
No, it's not really.
No, but the Greeks, you know.
Just a slap in the ass.
Because there's a tradition in ancient Greece of acceptance of homosexuality.
Could you say that again? Because we need to learn this.
Oh, the upper pistol?
Yeah, upper pistol.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to learn that.
No, I don't want to learn it. Just in case somebody says that
to me. Are you into upper pistol?
Yeah.
I know what they're saying. No. No, okay.
But a lot of Greeks do. I mean, the Greek. I mean,
that's
the,
nice
you know,
for the Greeks.
Well, yeah.
When in Greece, you know.
In ancient Greece, you'd have your wife. If you were a man of means, you'd have your wife, and then you'd have your boyfriend.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That you did apopiso with.
I wasn't from that part of the world. I was from Italy. We're very uptight about that.
You know, that's true. Yeah. There's a Stoic. Well, actually, the Stoics are in Greece and Italy. But
it's
somehow
the
Italians are a little more uptight.
Right, very uptight about gays and that kind of stuff.
Hey.
Of course, there's a lot of gays in Italy.
Of course.
You know.
There's a lot of everybody.
Yeah.
In the boot.
In the boot.
And beyond. Okay, so back to our guest, Lara Lee.
A papiso.
Lara Lee Hussey. But yes. She's not a hussy, sort of, but she is.
Yeah.
Mm. And she's a madam in Australia.
Well, that's what she is, actually. She's a madam.
Well, she's not protest. I just described her that way.
Yeah, no, I just
she's
figured that out.
Madame.
Yeah, a madame.
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 If you do it in the French accent. And it's all very legal there. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. It's sex that is offered. Like, you know, we offer ice cream or a massage, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it's a pleasure. It's offered to someone. And it's done in a way that makes it pretty safe. At least, you know, as safe as you can be. I mean, you can get bad ice cream, too. So you can always get something bad happen. But it's basically a pretty safe way to do it. Much safer than when it's an underground activity. Now, are you also a green nation? Is marijuana legal in Australia?
I think in only Canberra. I'm pretty sure in one of the states
it's not
actually
that
legal.
Native to the Australian.
Yeah, but you can actually get it prescribed from your doctor. It's not that hard.
Oh,
that's okay.
So, yeah.
You can get it prescribed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a backache or cramps.
Or cancer or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, hopefully not
especially
cancer.
Yeah. And you got to smoke a lot.
Right. So.
Cancer.
So you also have dancers, or you're a dancer?
Yeah, I'm a dancer myself.
Yes.
My dancing involves half an hour shows. So with the half an hour, it involves. Say for instance it's a bucks night and there's 50 guys watching, so I'll do my prancing around, I'll do my sexy strip tease, lots of floor work, lots of acrobatic stuff, throw my legs in the air. I also do break dancing and handstands, so it's different, but it's very entertaining at the same time.
It sounds very entertaining and very energetic.
Yeah.
Now where did you learn this?
I just learnt it as I just went along. I just picked things up. I learnt how to twerk my bum from YouTube.
Your bum?
Her bum. She twerks her bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Miley. Right. Like,
yeah, you know. jiggle. But what makes it more interesting is more the fact that I sit on their face while I wax their nipples secretly, or their underarms, or their crack and sack.
Wait. You wax their nipples secretly?
Yeah. So I put a blindfold over them, sit on their face, and wax their private
wax?
Parts.
What do you mean wax?
Wax, strip wax.
Wax, you know.
Like with dripping wax, no, like a candle?
More of the strip. So you just warm it up, you separate the strip, and then you put it on them. Yeah.
And does it pull their hairs off? Or?
It takes all their hair off.
And this is what they want? Or you surprise them with this?
I surprise them with it, yeah. So then.
So you mean they come in with chest hair and they leave without it?
That's right. And sometimes I can do like a smiley face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm not sure everybody would like that.
This is great.
Not really.
But but you do this anyway? I mean, are you paid to do this? Or is this just something you do regardless?
No, I'm paid
they
to
are
do it.
Asking you to do this.
Well,
this is a request.
It's on the request when they book me. So basically it says what it involves. And I also, even though it's illegal, I also taser them, but with their permission only.
You taser them?
I do. So illegal.
Wow. I was going to say. Australia. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not legal to.
No, you're
to
not
actually
supposed to taser.
You're not
no.
supposed to taser
not
people
supposed
for
to.
Fun.
Not yeah. supposed to.
Right. You can this do that here in LA. The LAPD does that.
Yeah,
all the time.
The LAPD does.
It's
that,
totally
yeah.
legal. No problem.
Ramparts Division. Right.
Yeah. All divisions.
Wow, and they want to be tasered.
Only with their permission, though. So if they don't want to be tasered, I will not do them.
So you say, "Can I taser you?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Definitely. Ones that want to be tasered.
Yeah, they're the crazy ones.
What's
they're
that
the
about?
Ones, they're high on something, or, you know, high on alcohol.
And they want a feeling
of the
jolting,
mm-hmm.
just electricity.
They want to wake up, yeah. They don't want to be they don't want to be drunk. Wake me up.
What does it actually do to them?
It just gives them that electric shock. So right. it feels like a third degree burn only for like a second or two.
Okay, but I mean, it can have.
And then they're awake. They're not drunk anymore.
Then
is
they
that
can
right?
drink some more.
Like they're straight up.
Is that like an electroshock treatment? It
like
straightens
that.
Them up.
Yeah, it depends where they want it. Like I get most guys that say, do my nuts.
Nuts! Yeah. Tasering
do
the
my
nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my goddess. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are some people that are getting turned on by that. Tasering the nuts.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? I mean, you seem very giggly
She's
about
all
it.
Like,
does
okay.
it. Does it actually turn you on?
You
or does
be
it just.
I'm very dominating. So I actually do love to give that pleasurable pain, but not too much of a pain where it hurts too much.
Do you know about
too
this,
much
AJ?
For you? AJ, are you you're going to get tasered
you're
tonight.
You're going to get tasered, man.
In the nuts. Now, AJ's a little dominant.
Yes, you know. Yes. I've
Do you
heard.
Like that?
I've heard.
Do you like the challenge, so or are you going to go head to head, or nuts to nuts?
Head to head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the gloves. There's look at that.
Whoa.
See that?
These are fancy.
That's right.
These are tasering gloves.
Oh, boy.
Hey, AJ, you ever taser anybody? Oh, he might have tasered somebody.
Kinky taser.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So these are kind of cool gloves. I'm going to put them on. So so you kind of get a little excited. Did you do that with your boyfriend, or have you discovered that?
No. Never done that with my partners. Oh, that's hot. That's gorgeous.
What, why is this?
Yeah.
What happened here?
Easy access.
That's for the, what do you call that thing? This.
Oh, this is for the for fingering.
Pishka.
The, the pishka.
The pishka.
Pishka.
That's for the
pishka. This is for the pishka.
So what else is involved in my shows too?
Yeah.
I get to finger my pishka with starting with one, then two, then three, then four, then the whole five.
Oh, that's illegal here.
Is it?
Yes.
Really? So you stick, you fist yourself?
Yeah. I don't fist it like that, but
no,
I fist
not
it like that.
Well,
like
we
that.
Call it fisting.
Fisting, yeah.
Because you don't call it handing.
No.
I mean, what are you going to call it? Getting all the fingers inside. That's kind of cumbersome. So we say fisting. But fisting isn't usually really fisting. I mean, most people don't actually, you know, plunge a fist inside. You go kind of like this, and you go very slowly. And so that costs extra, right?
Yeah, yeah. That I normally do like full package deal where everything's involved. So the next one is, once I've done that, I then do it with my bum hole.
You fist your bum hole?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Bum hole fisting.
How much is that? Is that extra?
It's all included with the one price.
Oh, that's four things.
Yeah.
Like
I have fisted other people's bum holes, but not my own.
I have not.
And I have. I remember, I forget the name of the girl. She had me fist her bum hole. But you do this regularly.
I was arrested in Rhode Island.
Oh.
Yeah, I was arrested in Rhode Island for stump fucking.
You weren't doing it.
I wasn't doing it. No.
He was just publishing someone who was doing it.
Yeah.
Actually, Annie Sprinkle and Long Jean
and
Silver.
Long Jean Silver. And she had this stump. And it was like, wow, you know?
Yeah. Yep. You think you could get that inside?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
That's extra, by the way.
Yeah, that's extra, right. Stump fucking, right. Well, you know, there's... It just keeps getting bigger, things that go in there. Although babies come out of there. Well, not out of your bum hole, actually. Yeah. Babies don't come out
Everything's
of there.
Everything's a muscle
anyway. But sometimes big things come out of there.
Yeah.
As proctologists know. But be careful. Don't try this at home unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
What is your helpful hint for bum hole fisting?
I use this anal lube. It's a special lube for anal. So basically it relaxes the muscle with jojoba oil. So that's what I use to, once I douche my anus, because it's finally famous.
I had to put that was very cute.
That's very cute.
She's a poet.
Yeah, and I didn't even know it.
I love, you know, porn poets. Yeah, it's great.
That's very cute.
So basically, once I douche it, I relax it with the silicone lube and then prep all my instruments with the lube. So then it's a lot easier. To go through. So I just actually discovered, because I do double penetration shows, and I discovered that I can do three penetration. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
So either two in the bum, one in the vagina, or vice versa.
I think this is time for me to give you some sex toys.
Okay, awesome.
I have some sex toys here.
Wow.
You know, you can choose. They're all... new.
This is Minnie Mouse.
This is Minnie Mouse offering the sex toys.
Right. Yep.
Oh, I don't want to get them too much in front of you here.
That's okay.
You know, actually, I could
walk around. You know what? I'm on a mic here.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk around.
I'm going to move.
And offer you what you like. I mean, we have a rump shaker, and we'll make sure that we have the proper... you know, batteries or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have here that you like? You can
I love
take
that,
your
but
pick.
It's too small.
Too small?
Too small for me.
Oh, okay. Too small. You know what? I think I'm going to have to go back and... How about this? Is this big enough?
Oh, that's perfect.
This is perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is too small. The rump shaker is too small for our Aussie girl. Okay, and... Now, this is posh. This sounds very British.
Ooh.
Posh.
Posh. I like posh.
I mean, it's a vibrator.
Yeah, it's great.
And this is also a vibrator.
I can stick both of them in my bum.
You could stick both of those in your bum?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be impressive. Mm-hmm. All right. So, that would be an amazing, amazing thing.
I mean, one
is good, but both is really good. So we have these things. I don't know if the batteries are working.
That's okay. I'll get some batteries.
You'll get some?
Yeah.
Where are you going to get them?
Actually, I won't need batteries.
You won't need them?
No, I can just use my hand and make it vibrate.
Well, wouldn't it be more fun if they had batteries? Yeah,
yeah
it would
true.
Be. So
okay.
I have a technical department, I believe, somewhere. And we also... Well, we don't really need condoms for these, but we do have... condoms from Condomania here. Yep, condoms from Condomania. Just in case we might need one, but these are yours, so
beautiful.
You don't need them. And we have a stripper pole. How about that?
Awesome.
I mean, it's not very big, is the thing, but you know, it's still pretty good for a little radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you do stripper pole type maneuvers here,
yeah,
right?
I sure do, yeah.
Well, maybe I could have someone from my marvelous technical crew help with this microphone here. Can I have someone come over and help us out?
Hello?
You know
Hello?
How fast they are. I do hear you, yes. I don't know if anybody else hears
you. Do you know what kind of batteries they are?
Well, I want someone to come over here and kind of, and here we have Gonzo Bonobo. Well, first of all, we're going to move this microphone so that we have a clear space here on the stripper pole table at Radio Suzy 1 in Bonoboville. We do have a stripper pole. We had a stripper pole in our old studio, which was really big, but this one... So, Max, I'm sorry. I mean, we can... We could, you know, you could, I don't know, we can work something out here. And should we move this over here? Move it a little bit, yeah. And let's just make sure our camera, I guess I am gonna, okay, here we go with the camera. I'm gonna try to get the camera so that it is on the pole instead of, okay, vodka for the pole. Right, you have to wash the pole. I keep thinking, what, is the pole an alcoholic? Yes, you have to scrub the pole with alcohol to make it sticky. Is that what it is? Yes. Should she have a little mic? Should she have a handheld mic?
Yeah, can we get her, ask them if we can get a wireless going?
So those of you who are in the expensive seats on drsuzy.tv, can see that our lovely guest, Lara Lee Hussey, is nothing but a G-string. And look at those glutes. Wow. And amazing tattoos up her backs of her thighs. She doesn't have to wear fancy stockings. She's got them right up the backs of her thighs. Bows and ribbons. And, yep, she's twerking. Mm. Back and forth. Squeeze and release. And a nice... bra. Very nice bra.
It's okay. Right here. Coming right up.
Okay. And she is now mounting the stripper pole.
Test 1, 2.
Look at those legs. Yes. Okay. Wireless mic. So, you know, you could just tell us what you're going to do, and then you can give it back to me. I'm shooting sort of up at you. There we go.
So what I'm going to do is a few tricks for you all, and it's mainly upside down tricks.
Okay, upside down tricks. Okay, so then I'm going to hold the mic. Here she goes. We need a little music. Here she goes. Lara Lee Hussey from Melbourne, Australia, live on Radio Suzy 1, and I am your camera woman. Yeah, and around she goes. Whoa. Beautiful. Sliding down that pole.
let you get on.
Yeah. Lara Lee Hussey. Whoa, let's have a hand for that. Beautiful, amazing. And not easy to do in such a small space.
That's right.
I think I broke my camera. I don't know what I did here. I was trying to
move it around. It was very challenging.
But, okay, somebody has to help me with the camera. I need a little help here. And meanwhile, I have a tweet from Panty Boy. Oh, yes. Panty Boy is so excited. He says, I love this radio show. And he wants to know if I can exchange panties.
Ooh!
I have a bucket of panties, so you can take your pick of panties and.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. now that we've got the microphone, okay, here we go. That's the camera is getting straight. Panty Boy, I knew you'd love this. Well, she does have a beautiful pair of hair. It's barely there. It's just a little G-string, a little black G-string, and we've got other little G-strings, and I've got other stuff in here. What is that? There's some condoms in here, but there's also an assortment of lovely panties.
Oh, they're so cute.
Mm. Cute little panties.
Oh, yeah.
Panties, and I don't know, there's all kinds of things.
I think
tiny. Well, they're all kind of tiny.
Like micro?
I mean, these are pretty. Well, those are pretty tiny.
Is that really tiny?
These are red and lace. And yes, these I would say might be the tiniest.
Let's do red then.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, red. Oh, and those are really cute. Those are also very nice. You know?
I'll take the
okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me get changed.
Okay. Yes, take them off. We this is a uncensored program.
Oh, okay. So what do I do?
You can just, you know, strip.
Okay, done.
I mean, do we want a little music for the strip? Here she goes, down around the butt. There's that famous butt that's gotten tremendous things up it. And oh, Panty Boy, here she goes. Lara Lee. Lara Lee Hussey. Mm. Yeah. Very nice. Oh, beautiful. And she smells like bubblegum. Mm, all over. She's just full of bubblegum. All right. Oh, nice. Okay. So we'll put this up for our... And actually, why don't you take the other ones? Because you like them.
Okay. No worries. Thanks.
Yes. No worries. Yes. I love that. I love that Aussie accent.
No worries, mate.
Yes, no worries, mate. Exactly. I think we'll like hang these from the camera or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's sexy.
Lara Lee Hussey panties. Uh-huh. There we go. Okay. So so now we have these little items here. Did we get batteries for those? Batteries. We need batteries.
Batteries?
Down and a little to the left. What size batteries? I don't know. Kind of. Why don't you look at them and use your know-how? You know how.
Know-how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was very, very exciting. Now, were you into gymnastics when you were young?
Yeah, I did a little bit of ballet.
Uh-huh. You can talk out of either microphone, I guess. This one's for when you're, you know, kind of busy. Right.
Entertainment.
Well, I often say get very close to it, just like you're giving it head.
Yeah.
That's the way to...
I can't fit it, though. It's so big.
Well...
It's so LA.
You could fit it in your bum.
Okay.
I don't know if you should do that, though. Even though I'm sure you have a perfectly clean, douched-out bum.
Yeah.
No microphone up the bum. No.
It's so funny, too, because like whenever I do anal shows, I can't actually eat throughout the whole day.
You can't eat?
No, I don't want to. Because I'm scared. I'm paranoid.
Oh. Well, that keeps you trim, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the secrets to your figure is just doing anal shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
You won't want to eat either if you're
the
doing
poo
anal
factor.
Shows. The poo factor. Right. Max, you got a poo book for Christmas.
I got a poo book.
You haven't spoken
for
about it on the air. Would you like to speak about it since we're talking so much about anal factors?
I would not, no.
No?
No.
You were studying it for a while.
I was studying it. I know all about it now.
Yeah, you know all about the different kinds of poo. It's a little disgusting. Right. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
We're here on Radio Suzy One. I think that we should cut to a commercial and figure out what we're doing.
Yep.
Right? Okay, so
cut to a commercial.
I'm here with Laura Lee
Commercials.
Hussey. And why don't you queue up a little merchandising? Mm. Speaking of which, Monkey Bars has brought her here, right? So maybe we'll play with the Monkey Bars a little bit. And, yeah, you're listening to the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. Don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be
right back.
Are you a victim of religious sexual abuse? Has your sex life been hurt, warped, or excessively repressed by a strict religious anti-sex upbringing? Are you concerned that an unhealthy fundamentalist or orthodox environment is distorting or destroying your sexuality, your marriage, or your life in general? The Dr. Susan Block Institute specializes in treating victims of religious sexual abuse. For information about our telephone sex therapy services, call 1-866-207-7521 or 213-291-9497. That's 1-866-207-7521 or 213-291-9497. You won't go to hell for it, but you just might feel a lot better.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
I can't. Oh, there I am. I'm back. I can hear myself, and you can hear me too. I'm Dr. Susan Block, the Irreverend Dr. Susie, and this is my Chapel of Love. Where we explore all the many splendid pleasures of life, love, and sex. And my guest tonight in my radio studio here in Bonoboville is Laura Lee Hussey, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, where everything is legal. and so let's see. So I got a note here. If she does hear but gift, well, I will do online vid show. What? Does her butt? Oh yeah. We're getting requests for your butt act.
Okay.
Okay. So we need the dildos, the vibrators. Bring it on. We chose Posh and the other one. I think that one is from Babeland. Babeland, thank you. And porn star fan, a.k.a. Panty Boy, wants to say thank you, Laura.
Ooh, thank you.
And, of course, Dr. Susie. So now you want to, like, sit up here? Or what would be the best way to do this?
How do I turn this off?
Well, that, I mean, you know, it's on and on and on. Okay, so she is now working the Posh vibrator from Cal Exotics. Let's see.
Am I sticking it up my
here.
Bum?
You just have to hold it until it goes off.
Uh-huh.
And then you can, you know, there's different settings. Uh-huh. But when you want to turn, you know, you just keep pressing it until you get to the setting you like.
Okay.
And then when you want to turn it off, you just press it hard.
Okay.
Which is difficult to do after you've had an orgasm. Believe me, I know this. but you know, you got to do that. You got to go to turn it off. Whoops. And then it kind of goes on again. But
thanks.
Anyway, it's kind of pretty. See?
It's beautiful.
Mm, pink. Okay, we've got pink and red. They don't really go together, but we're gonna see them go together in Laura Lee Hussey's bum.
I haven't prepared myself though.
Oh well. Ah. Oh, that could be a problem.
But that's okay. I'll do it with no lube.
I have lube.
Oh, do you?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
of
then.
Of course. I mean, really, of course I have lube. How could I be a therapist without lube in the house? I just have to find it. Okay.
Behind you.
Lube. Okay, we have wet water-based gel lubricant. All right, is this good? Do we need more? Do we have any more?
I think that'll be enough. That
you think? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Look at this body. You work out.
I do.
Yeah,
work out.
You do work out. It's actually true. So, okay, so this microphone here, maybe somebody could hold it. How about Trixie or Asher? You could hold the microphone so that she doesn't have to use her hands, because her hands are going to be busy. So you hold it in front of her mouth, if you can find her mouth. There you go.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Is this mic on? Wireless on? Okay.
Now it's back on.
Now it's back on. All right. So here we go.
Okay. You can see me from there?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. I guess we can.
Yeah.
And we're going to move this microphone here. And here goes the California Exotics. No, this is the Babeland vibrator going into the bum. How's that feel?
Mm-hmm. It feels lovely.
It does feel lovely.
Yeah.
And now here's the Posh. Whoa. This is Posh from
Cal
Exotics. And it just turned on. And we see it lighting up here.
I don't think that'll go in. So I'll just put it in the other hole instead.
Okay.
While it vibrates. It, oh my God, this is turning me on too much.
That's a good thing. You should feel good about it. I would not like it.
Perfect.
If you didn't feel good.
They're both in. Can you see?
I can see. They're both in. Yeah. I can't get too much closer. Whoa. Very nice. Very beautiful. Can we have some applause, please?
Yeah. Ow!
All right. Howard Stern, eat your heart out. Yeah. Mm. Now, that's one in the bum and one in the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're licking the one that was in the pussy. Okay, that's
and
your.
And then?
Yeah, and then? And then you're licking the one that was in the bum. Both in your mouth. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're a tasty
extra
girl.
Extra talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. And they look like they're flavored, like you smell like bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of look like that, too.
Like, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're not still, they're not still vibrating, are they, while they're going in your mouth? No, mm-hmm. We don't want to rattle your teeth.
No, that's right.
Now, we've seen your bum. I mean, can we just see? Whoops. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
That was my censorship. Okay. So that was excellent. I think we need another round of applause for that. And look at that perfectly shaved, what is it called again?
It's actually lasered.
It's a lasered, but what is, where's the microphone? Where's the little mic?
It's a lasered vagina.
Oh, vagina. It's not a, first of all, it's a vulva. If you're going to use the American language, it's a vulva.
And I actually want to get it tattooed just on the side of the labia.
Oh.
And it's going to say, eat me properly.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what is the name in, was it Macedonian or?
Pichka.
Pichka. Pichka, right.
Pichka.
You got a pretty pichka. Can we see your boobs?
Yes, yeah? Sure can.
Okay. Well, she's got on a Playboy bra with the bunny.
Do you like how I take it off?
Yes.
Nice,
very, very strip-teasy.
No, I'm
talking mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Oh, look at that.
Test.
Gypsy Rose Leezy. Yeah, very nice.
Bring it up. Please bring it up.
The art of the striptease.
Test.
Ooh, look at those.
A little more, thank you.
These are boob dances, brothers and sisters. This is some sort of boob ballet we got here. Yeah, they're very talented. You juggle them and everything.
Juggle mm-hmm. and.
Oh, they move independently. Wow.
Sure do.
You really know about your body. You're very, very knowledgeable about your body. Were you this knowledgeable when you were with the boyfriend?
Yes.
I'm
an infomaniac. As soon as I love someone, I become an info.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you love someone now?
At the moment, I do, actually.
Really?
I do.
Where's he or she? Or
back in Melbourne.
Yeah, is it he?
Yeah, he.
Yeah, he?
Yeah.
And do you live together? Or?
No. No. I don't. No.
No, but how long have you known each other?
For about 6 months now.
Oh, wow. So you're dating. And yeah, and how does he feel about dating the Melbourne madam?
He hates it.
He hates it.
Yeah, he does.
He hates it. Oh,
what
boy.
Are we going to do?
I know. I have to leave him.
This is... Oh, I get... Okay. Wow. Wow. I know, because this is so cool for you, being you. This is you being you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You can find a guy that likes you being you.
That's right.
I did.
That's right.
It's not easy, though.
Yeah.
It's not easy, because most guys, you know, they want you to be whatever they want you to be.
Got it. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
But,
it's okay.
But at least you're having fun with him. And
it's okay.
The relationship is so new that he's not ready to walk out on you for being a madam yet. What have we got here? Oh, this is for him. Oh, they want him to take his shirt off.
Yes.
I can do that with my breasts.
How many times does Lara Lee masturbate daily? This is coming from Porn Star Fan. How many times has she come? How many times do you masturbate daily, first of all?
I do masturbate every day. So I
every day?
Every day.
Daily? Okay.
Yeah. On Pornhub or XNXX. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, yeah.
You can
sure.
say whatever you want. Promote.
Free advertisement for you.
Yeah.
So basically, I like to come at least 2-3 times in the one go.
Yeah, 2 or 3 times in the one go. Yeah. In the one session with yourself.
But it's mainly clitoris stimulation when I masturbate.
Okay.
So, because we have 4 G-spots. Uh-huh. One in the bum, one deep in the pitchka, one close to the pitchka, and also the clitoris. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, the clitoris is the easiest one
That's
to
easiest
make yourself
one.
Come.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got applause for all those points, the pleasure points, brothers and sisters. Let's hear it for the pleasure points. Okay, well, that's a good answer. So no, actually, you didn't say how many times do you masturbate daily?
Oh, I'll only have to masturbate once.
One time a day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just is it morning, evening, afternoon?
Mainly just before bed.
Just before bed. Okay. And do you masturbate when you're also having sex with a partner?
If he decides to come before me, yes, I finish myself off.
Is that the kind of partner you have now?
No.
Oh, God. I was going to say, you know, and he also doesn't want you being the Melbourne madam. He's got to go.
Yeah.
But no, so he does do it for you. And what's the best way to make you come?
Me on top. I find I can squirt when I'm on top.
Oh, you're a squirter.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We've had some squirters on here.
Really?
Are you like a geyser kind of squirter or just a little squirt?
If I keep, it's a little squirter, but every time. So if I keep going, it'll just keep squirting.
Really?
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. You make a mess.
Yeah, I do.
Good for you. All right. Okay. Enough sound effects. No, I mean, they're okay. So now, how many times have you come in one sitting?
10 times.
10 times?
Yep.
And was that with a guy? Or
that was with a guy.
That was with a guy. He made you come 10 times.
10 times.
What did he do?
Not what he did. What did I do?
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
You do all the work.
Yeah. I think, you know what it is?
But I would think with 10 times, there would be at least a couple of them that he would have given you.
It's more of a mental stimulation for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you fantasize or is it about love?
It's, yeah, more about love, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Like, I'm not a one-night stand kind of girl. I can't do it.
So when you do these shows, you don't have orgasms, or do you?
No.
You don't have orgasms.
I'm
going to
be honest. No, I don't.
Be honest, you know? I mean, we love you for that.
Like, a lot of people will ask me during the shows, and because they're really drunk and really rowdy, they're like, oh, you must get off. And I just agree to them sometimes just to keep the peace instead of them asking heaps of questions, because I go from one job to another. So I've got to be really quick, in and out. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. In and out, so to speak.
That's right.
but yeah, but I mean, some guys, they just need you to say, yes, you came so badly. And it's part of your job, I guess, to help them in that way, to feel that, you know, and maybe you did have a good time, but you just didn't have that quiet energy you might need that to rev yourself up to have an orgasm because you're running around. You know.
Yeah, it's more because, like, I get to do about at least 8 shows a week. So fucking myself 8 times a week, it sort of leads you into the position where you can't actually get off. It's more for entertainment. Maybe at the beginning it was more arousable.
But also it doesn't sound like, you know, it's all about clitoral stimulation. I mean, the things that usually make a woman come are not really showy things.
Yeah.
They're more kind of rubby, ongoing things. They're not like, okay, I got 12 dildos up my ass. I mean, yeah, that's one thing that a lot of guys have a difficult time understanding about female sexuality.
Yeah, it's more all about the foreplay. Yeah.
Or the sort of the external stimulation whenever it comes, foreplay or afterplay. So, okay. So, but you've come 10 times, and do you come from cunnilingus?
What's
pussy
that?
Licking. Pitchka licking.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't mention it.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, most women, that's the most likely way for any woman in general to be able to have an orgasm, but some women don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, I hear that occasionally from guys. But then I usually think if the woman doesn't want you to eat her out, she just doesn't want you.
That's right. That makes a lot of sense.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
But what about if you just get them to lick you out and then you say, bye.
Oh, well, that's what you do as a dom, right?
Yes.
That's what you do as a dom. That's what you do, you know. And some guys, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because they really get off on the licking and they don't really want to have the pressure of penis performance. Some.
Yeah.
Not your guy, though. Not the guy you're with now. I bet he's a penis performer.
I do all the work.
You do all the work. Are you listening, guy? Would you do a little bit of the work? Would you do some heavy lifting, please? Jesus, this gorgeous woman and she does all the work?
Yeah.
Is he got money? What is... Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to understand.
No, he's just hot. He's just full of tattoos.
He's full of tattoos?
Yeah.
And you like a lot of tattoos?
Yeah, I love it.
But I mean, he must have a muscular body.
Oh, he does. He's fit.
Yeah.
He looks fit.
Okay. Well, porn star fan wants to know, who are your favorite porn stars?
Oh, okay. Bonnie, what's her surname?
Oh, Bonnie Rotten?
Bonnie Rotten.
We've had Bonnie Rotten on
the
show.
She started out on this show.
She's great.
Yeah.
She. I mean, we were her first show in L.A.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and Girls and Corpses. Say hello to Corpsey out there, Jade. Corpsey, thank you for bringing Bonnie Rotten, the Bonnie Rotten, on Twitter. And, of course, she is a great stripper pole dancer.
Yeah.
She does a lot of that.
That's great.
So we had her on before she got her new boobs.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Yeah. So Bonnie Rotten. Okay.
Bonnie Rotten.
Yeah.
I love her tattoos too.
You love her tattoos.
Yeah, she has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you don't have that many. But
I've only started last month.
Really?
Yeah. So in the future, I'm going to be covered from neck down.
Oh, I'm just noticing these hands.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Who is this on your hand?
Okay. Basically, I've got here, everything happens for a reason, and that's because I'm a lucky lady.
Okay. It's because gambling is legal in Australia.
Or it could mean lucky I didn't punch you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
it's another one.
When you go to punch somebody, they're lucky they're getting punched by you?
No, lucky I didn't. I always pull back.
Oh, you always. You're a bonobo.
Yeah.
You know about bonobos?
Bonobo.
Yeah. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. Yeah. So you're very peaceful like bonobos.
Yeah.
That's good. We love you. So, okay, and what else do you got there? Dollar on your middle finger.
That's for people when I'm working in the strip club. If they don't give me money, I give them the finger.
Okay.
And
appropriate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this one here means 5 carats only.
That's for your engagement ring.
Yeah, five only.
When it happens. Okay, so you will get married again to someone who will give you minimum 5-carat ring.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah. Not this guy. The guy that doesn't want you to do this anymore.
No.
Does he have a job?
This is my passion.
Does he work?
No.
No.
He doesn't even have a job.
Job.
She just fucks him for his tattoos. What?
Wow.
Don't say it like
all these tattoo guys out there brushing off. Yeah. Getting ready. No, really? Wow.
Yeah, he's going to start his own business.
His main thing is his tattoos.
Yeah.
He doesn't look at the internet, I guess.
He doesn't have a computer. The guy has no job, okay?
What, does he drive a motorcycle?
Yeah.
He does.
I like my bad boys.
Yeah. Okay. And possessive. Doesn't want you doing your thing that makes you money and that gives you so much confidence and happiness and brings joy to others in need.
Yeah. Mm. It's so funny because I actually told him the other day, I said, all I want is your loyalty and I can finance myself. That's a good saying, don't you think?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Your loyalty, meaning what I, you know, if I want to do this, I want to know that you're there. But he doesn't want to give you that.
No.
You know, it's a good deal, guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a woman who could take care of herself.
Yeah.
Right? You know, most women are going to drag you down and you can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So are you child free? Or do you have children?
No, I don't have any children.
So you like that, child free?
Yeah.
Do you want to have children?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
With this guy, no.
It just depends. Like,
it could happen.
If he loves me for who I am, then yeah, I can have kids with him.
Well, it depends on what who I am means. He loves you, maybe, but for who he wants you to be, which is not a madam.
Yeah.
Which is his, you know, who does all the work. He wants you to do all the work for him, put that work into him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I shouldn't tell you, but I don't think you should have babies with him.
No.
I think you got to get yourself a rich guy who's maybe like a cuckold kind of guy that likes, like a lot of guys are turned on that you've got all these other guys around you that want you and actually don't get to fuck you for the most part. Or do occasionally if they pay enough.
No, not really.
Yeah. Those are the other girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, all you need is a bunch of tattoos and to be
a motorcycle. You need a motorcycle.
I don't think the motorcycle is
okay. Yeah, no.
She does want the tattoos.
Does he need a car? I mean,
yeah, a car would
a
be
car
nice.
Would be nice.
Car would be nice. Right.
And a wallet like a Bible.
That.
That
is where
like
we want
Bible.
You thick.
Yes.
Right. You're more concerned about wallet size than cock size, I can hear.
That's right. Definitely.
Because you make yourself have orgasms. You can do it on almost any size cock.
That's right. And also, another thing, too, the more shows that I do. And
you always have toys, right?
The more you get to have my ass.
How does that work?
Wait a minute.
It's like an exercise for the anus.
Oh. So then you want more anal sex.
Yeah, so then once I've gone home and it's already lubed up and ready to go, straight in.
Wow.
Straight in, baby.
Straight in, no lube.
No stop signs. No,
do
nothing.
Do not pass go. Go directly to...
See?
Do not collect.
You hear the boys in the back, right? They're like, yay.
They all are going to get some tattoos now.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, would you want your daughter to get to be a madam? Would that be a good thing for your daughter?
I'm hoping to have sons.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. And sons only?
Sons? You don't want a daughter?
No.
I hear you.
Do you?
Excuse me. Now tell me why.
The only thing is, like, with the generation that's coming about now, it's really scary for women growing up, especially girls. So I prefer the male and teach him well, because I'm not saying that we don't have enough males, but especially in Australia, we don't have enough great males.
Well, in China, they have too many males.
They do.
Actually, if you were in China, I would try to talk you out of this, because they all want to have male babies, and you know, they have a limit on how many they can have. So it's a problem. Or they did have the limit.
They lifted that.
They lifted that because it became a big problem. There's too many guys running around.
Yeah.
Too many horny single guys. But so you think it's tougher for women now coming around?
Yeah.
Why? Now we have more rights than ever and more freedom. And
that's actually good, but there's actually not enough males in the world.
There's not enough males.
Not enough.
You just want to have a son so that he'll be just crazy for you. I don't know.
I'll teach him well.
It's too much. I had Kate Parker on.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, no. Don't do that. Be very careful about that. Yeah, please. Be very careful. I don't know what they do in Australia.
We don't want to know.
Here, it's like it's worse than murder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be very distant. So, well, good luck to you.
Thank
with
you.
With that, you know. Yeah. I mean, you seem like you'd be an interesting mom. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what about your career? I mean, do you want to expand that more?
Definitely. I want to expand it instead of through one state to all of the states in Australia.
All of the states?
Yeah. So expand it there. And then if everything goes well, why not just do it internationally?
Well, you're here in LA. And what is this trip about?
This trip is about me and Doc Johnson getting together and doing photo
Doc
shoots.
Doc Johnson?
Yeah, and filming. Thanks to Doc Johnson.
Well, I'm going to have to give you one more Doc Johnson thing. He's an old friend of ours, so at least you do a picture.
Yeah, he has supported the show and the Institute for
Pocket
years.
Rocket. Ooh, drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles.
Wow, I am a little pocket rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hold that up for a picture. Yes, because, that's good. Then we can crop it above the boobs if we need to. Or, yeah, you can put it between the boobs. No, but then you're covering the pocket rocket part with your fingernails. Hold it down. No. Hold it. Yeah. Nope. I'm product placementing, just in case you're wondering why I abandoned the microphone. Okay, very good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Doc Johnson is... founded and run by an old friend of ours, Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
And, and so you're doing Doctor. Now, what about monkey bars? I brought out my monkey bars.
Monkey bars, yes. Shall I put
them
on?
You want to put them on?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that. Beautiful woman in my monkey bars.
Up here? I'm
so excited. Right. Yeah. There you go. You can.
Does it fit me?
Yeah, I think it can fit because it's. It's pretty flexible. No, flexible is not the word. Adaptable?
Adaptable.
Yeah. Oh, she's posing in these monkey bars. They look amazing. And the tattoos up the backs of the legs are very impressive. Ribbons. And she's pretty much naked now. Yeah, she is naked except for the monkey bars. That's MUNKEYBARZ, right? And Monkey Bars won for Best Sex Accessory of 2018 in the DrSusie.tv Awards, right? Okay. Well, you look good in them. Have you ever played with them? Have you ever, you know, you kind of hold them while somebody...
I'm going to move.
You're going to move? Yeah. Should I demonstrate?
Yes, please. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I should be wearing a strap on to be really proper.
Oh, over here?
But here, well, we should put the microphone in front of you so that... Oh, there you go. You have a mic there.
Right here.
But let's move this mic away over there. And no, maybe not there. There we go. Okay, so I'm behind the most beautiful behind... You gotta lower it a little though.
Okay.
I'm not that tall. Yeah, there we go. And
yeah, baby. Good music.
And we move to the music. Now, if I had a strap on, I'd be getting somewhere. But as it is, we're just grooving. With the monkey bars, I got Lara Lee Hussey here. And I must say, my name looks good wrapped around your waist, right above that starburst over your butt. Lara Lee Hussey. And suddenly I've turned into Gonzo Bonobo. Oh.
Good job.
Yeah. Beautiful. Let's hear it for Lara Lee Hussey and Monkey Bars. Woo! So what do you think? Would you want to wear them for sex?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah? I mean, because otherwise, you know, it helps. Maybe you wouldn't have to do so much of the work, so to speak.
That's right.
Right, because they could, you know, this lazy man can hold on to these monkey bars and move you along.
Yeah.
And you could do it, you know, with him lying down and you being on top, and he could kind of move you on top like that. So they're kind of flexible. And these are a kind of a later model, an earlier model, so they're not as foamy as the new ones. I'm sure you're going to get some new ones that have all kinds of foamy stuff. I can't give you these because they have my name on, unless you want me to own you.
Oh, and true?
Because your boyfriend might get upset. He's going to say, first you're a madam, now you're owned by some bitch, Dr. Susan Block in L.A.
That's all right. I think I'm going to be dumped when I get back to Australia. That's well, if he watches
if
this.
He watches this show, I would hope he would. I mean, if he's got any self-esteem.
Yeah, that's but right. No.
But, you know, everybody's excited. Everybody's happy because if you're single, then there's a chance for them.
That's right.
I mean, you know, you could have a lot of guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could.
But there's a man drought in Australia.
There's a what?
A man drought.
A man drought. That's the problem. Yeah. Why is there so few men in Australia? I thought Australia was filled with Crocodile Dundees and stuff. I thought it was filled with guys.
Nah.
Rough, you know, rugged guys. No.
No.
Where are the men? Why did that happen?
All right, this is a great opportunity, though, for men.
Men should go to Australia and get with these horny Aussie women.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they're all kind of liberated, more than we are. Maybe there's a few cults that are really conservative, but mostly Aussie women are, you know, pretty liberal.
Yeah. Most of the Aussie guys, they're actually traveling to Thailand and marrying all the Thai girls.
Oh, those bastards. What do all the Thai guys do? Right.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, my brother did that. He's American, but he married a Thai girl. Beautiful girl. We love you. Tia. But I must say, it is an epidemic of guys marrying these. Now, I'm not saying that Thai girls and Asian girls are really submissive, and my sister-in-law always gets her way. But there's this perception of submission, right?
Yeah.
I say this risking all the Asian pronouncements.
Asian.
The gentle rising,
right.
Right. But they give the perception of submission, which a lot of guys find just very appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. Okay, so there's a problem. So, you know, all these hot, blonde, you know, tan, toned Aussie women are out of guys.
Yeah.
Out of guys. But yet there's plenty of guys that want hookers and all that. Yeah. Are these mostly married guys or single guys?
Married.
They're married guys. And do their wives know?
No.
They don't know. Even though it's legal, it's still on the hush.
Yeah.
The wives don't know that these guys are doing this. Yeah. Do you have a message for the wives?
Okay. This is very, how can I say it, liberal, I think. Look, I believe that every man will cheat once in his life or will keep cheating. And I believe that that is appropriate as long as he's not actually having an affair. So there's a difference. Like if it's just a one-off thing because maybe you as the wife is going through menopause or, you know, hot, cold flushes, things like that, change of life, and you don't want your partner to have sex with you, I believe that it's okay, just as long as you don't find out. That's my theory.
Wow, that's quite a statement to make to the wives.
Yeah.
While you're going through menopause, just figure he's doing it and it's okay. As long as you don't find out.
The fact is he probably is. That's, you know.
Yeah.
We know that from, of course.
What? What do we know that from?
No, not from.
Not from. How do we know that? I don't know that. I am a wife.
We know that from
Remember
our
that.
Clients.
We oh, 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 our clients. Well, our clients run the gamut.
You know, actually, she should open an institute down in Australia.
A wing. Do you do webcam at all?
No, I don't.
Oh, maybe you should.
I know.
You should do webcam with our clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
No, you should.
All right.
You should. You don't have to leave home.
Yep.
You know, to stick things up your butt. And talk to people, you know, because they mostly people need to be talked to.
Yeah.
But they need to see something up your butt every once in a while.
That's right.
Mostly they need a friend. Even these guys that are married, and it's tough. I mean, sometimes women just do get very involved with their children and their lives, and they just neglect taking care of their husbands like they're little boys. So, you know, they want somebody to do that.
Yeah.
And there you are.
Yeah.
And your service. Diapering them. Sometimes. But usually it's just taking care of you like a little boy in some more, you know, less specific way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, I don't know that you can tell the wives to do anything in particular. But understand that, like the Hustler saying says, it's just sex. Right. And it's true. If they have an affair and they fall in love, that is a lot worse.
Because that's happened to me in the past.
Oh. Now, through your business, does anybody fall in love with you?
No, I think it's more of a lust thing. It's more.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
It's not so
I would
much
hope
of a
there
love.
Would be lust.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I mean, if you do it long enough, there's going to be somebody that might ask for you over and over again and then kind of fall in love with you. Maybe not with the real you, though. They'd be falling in love with what you present.
Yes. That's right.
So I guess, yeah, I mean, that's not as serious. That's not as serious as a real affair. So there is a purpose to these professionals, ladies. It's to take the edge off of our men sometimes. And sometimes it works. There's a way to make this work somehow, I think. And I think Australia might be onto it.
Yeah. Just, you know what? Like, if your man is going back to the wives, if your man's going to have an affair and, like, just as long as he still loves you the same way and gives you lots of attention, but the minute he's not giving you attention and you feel in your gut feeling that he's having an affair or he's doing things behind your back, then that's a big no-no.
Or buying 5-carat rings for other women.
That's right. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. What is the matter?
Nothing. Just sitting here.
Oh. You're getting all aroused.
No.
He's probably just shocked.
Oh,
no.
It's because everybody's getting over the flu right now. Except me. Oh. I don't have the flu, so I'm okay.
Me either.
Yeah.
Okay,
but there's a lot of fluish people here.
Yeah.
Right. And it's because we're not used to, you know, 60-degree weather here in Los Angeles. It's a big problem.
It's very cold.
Fahrenheit, I'm talking, not Celsius. Yeah. Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all
so
suffering.
We're down to the last kind of 9 minutes.
Yeah, we are. So
let's talk a little bit about what we actually do. Hello. So, first of all, that was terrific
Fantastic.
Interview. Fantastic interview.
Thank you.
We usually don't give that much time except to famous stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel special. Right.
You are.
Yeah.
You've entertained us.
Oh, that's good.
That was really
also,
good.
We're very tired and lazy tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We don't feel like doing anything. And we had another guest. And by the way, we want to say to our guests that couldn't make it tonight, hope you feel better, Hunter. Okay, Hunter Turner on Facebook. He had an emergency tonight. That's why
he's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital.
Right,
well, I think he got out of the hospital, but I think maybe
then they took him back
to the
hospital.
Then they had to go back in. And Penny Jean, we love you. Penny Jean is the winner of our Most Orgasmic Sibian Ride Award. Have you ever ridden a Sibian? No.
Oh.
Next time.
Yeah.
We don't have time tonight, but next time we're going to get you on a Sibian.
Okay.
Most Orgasmic Sibian Ride to Penny Jean, and she's kind of fallen in love with this wonderful guy, but he's in the hospital. So that's what happens sometimes with love, you know? Love takes all shapes and forms sometimes. When you really love someone, it's like, you got to go with whatever their flow is. Whatever happens to them happens to you.
Yeah.
So we have some exciting things that we're doing.
Bonoboville.
First of all, it's Bonoboville.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your mother's Facebook. Let me tell you that.
No.
It's a
community.
It's a community.
We're going to give you a membership free.
Okay. Cool.
It's actually free for everybody right
now. Okay.
but still, we're going to set you up, right? We're going to set her up with a.
Well, no, actually, you know, she'll get $1,000 bonobo dollars.
Bonobo dollars, right?
That means that you can live in the better areas of Bonoboville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because some of the areas of Bonoboville are a little iffy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. So, isn't that right, guys? Let's hear the clap. So Bonoboville has something very interesting. It has like regular communities. It has a city council.
Yeah.
Right. Unlike Facebook, if you break the rules of engagement, we don't just cut you off. We put you in prison for a while. And we try.
See how the other half lives.
See how the other half lives. So there's going to be a lot of interesting things in Bonoboville.
There's also a fire department where we're going to have fire.
Yeah, there's a fire department.
So all your fire play. Can
there's a red light district. Right?
Yeah, there's red light district. Green light district
there's
also.
There is a, what do you call that? Guys, what do you call the department where you pay people off to do get things done?
Bribes.
Oh, yeah, we have a bribery department?
Yeah. We have a bribery department. Yeah. Now, Facebook doesn't have that. Neither does Twitter or Twatter.
Well, they probably do have it, but they don't have it publicly.
Right. We have
ours is more public.
We have money laundering, where you can take your money to the laundry and have it cleaned. Okay. So it's a very different kind of place. We have a daily newspaper. Right.
Right. The Bonobo blah blah.
But best of all, you have us.
Yes.
It's not like you get the guy. What's the guy's name from Facebook? I always forget.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Is it Mark or is somebody? I forget his name.
Yeah, that's,
Zuckerberg.
That's his name. You know, he comes out. He's like a little whiny little guy. I'm giving $12 billion to this. The fuck you
and
doing?
And he censors a lot.
And
of
he censors
sexual
everybody.
Right. Messages out there.
We don't do that. We have fair trade. You can earn money with us, unlike with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can earn money.
Right.
Well, I guess technically you could with Facebook, but mostly they got you spending money.
They got you spending money.
Right.
And then also you're working like a what do you call those farmers that work the fields? Because they can take all
serfs.
Your, yeah. They can take all
your sharecropper. Your sharecropper on their field.
And so you work to build up your little thing, and then Zuckerberg takes it all away. There's no trial. There's no nothing. They just go, you're obscene. Fuck you. We take your shit.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not going to happen in Bonoboville. And if you live in the jungle, in the forest.
Rainforest.
In the rainforest.
With the bonobos. The real bonobos.
The real bonobos. And then you got to pay some money because we're going to adopt bonobos every day. Hey. Hey. We got to get some new equipment around here. Now, you just hit it a little bit. You spank it like, you know, spank somebody's ass. So
yes, we already have adopted bonobos in Lolo Ya Bonobo.
Right.
And we're also supporting the work of the Bonobo Conservation Initiative run by our friend Sally Cox.
Yeah, and to live in the forest there, you're going to have to pay like $24.95. And we're going to get $4.95 for us because we got to eat. And then $20 is going to go to adopt bonobos. And the deal is that we adopt hundreds and hundreds of bonobos.
Hopefully there will be hundreds to adopt.
Yeah, let them hear it, boys. So Bonoboville is something special.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and it's unlike all the other stuff that's out there.
Yeah, it's
because
a social
it's run
media
by
site,
us.
But it's...
because we're great.
It's following the Bonobo way, right. And it's going to be a place where you can actually, you know, sell your photos and your videos and go on webcam. And, you know, you could give it away for free or sell it, depending on what you want to do.
And we're going to have better classifieds than those other people. Craigslist.
Craigslist, yeah. Right.
Yeah, because they've all been censored, you know.
That's
anyway,
true.
We've got 2 minutes left.
Okay, so
we
want to
thank you.
Yeah, we want to thank our guest, Lara Lee Hussey from Melbourne, Australia. And you can follow her on Twitter at Lara Lee Hussey. Yeah, absolutely. So we're so happy to have you here, and we hope you come back.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I want to thank everybody at the Hollywood Show. We had a great time.
We had a great time.
David Bertolino. Yeah. Yes, we love David Bertolino.
And I want to say hi to the captain.
Spooky Dave, out on Twitter, Spooky Dave. And hi to the captain. We had a great time.
Well, and his lawyer.
Oh, well.
Rosenblatt. Nice Christian man has a nice Jewish lawyer.
It works
great.
That
it's
way.
Hollywood.
It fits. You know, we had a great time with the captain on the love boat. And we had a great time with Ed Asner and with Danny Glover and with Dan Haggerty, the Grizzly Adams guy.
Yeah,
he was cool. Grizzly Adams, that's what's going up next. And we did interviews with all the legends of porn, Nina Hartley, Seika, Ron Jeremy, Amberlynn.
Yeah, that was in the...
Alexandra Silk.
That was in the...
In the ghetto.
Porn ghetto. Yeah,
we were separated.
No, that's good.
You know,
that's
the
good.
Hollywood show has been around for 30 years, and it's always had Hollywood stars, you know, mainstream stars. This was the first year they had porn stars.
Yeah, and
that was because of Dave Bertolino, Spooky
Bertolino,
Dave.
Who's getting a lot of heat now.
My hat goes off to you, Spooky Dave.
My hat stuck on my head, but goes off to you also.
and
that's it.
And we saw Ginger Lynn, which was fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
She turned into a man or something? What happened?
No, she's beautiful.
No, right.
So, okay, I think we're out of time. Right. So we want to thank you, my darling viewer or listener, for having us in your mansion on a hill or your cardboard box, wherever you are. I want you to be good. I want you to be happy and as healthy as you can be. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Yeah, just like our guest, Lara Lee. You can do it up the bum or just rub the, what is it, pachka?
Pichka.
Rub your pichka. I love you.
From our house.
I'm going to go rub my pichka now.
From our house to your house. Thank you for having us.
See you soon. To talk with someone about something you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.